It's time for From the Short Grass with Trey Shapp, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Short Grass is brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And by Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Short Grass, here is your host, Trey Shapp.
Welcome to another edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Shapp. Nick Dunlap became the first amateur to win a PGA Tour event since 1991 when Phil Mickelson did it. He wins the American Express Championship out in La Quinta, California. He shot rounds of 64, 65, 60, and 70 to win by one over Christian Bezuidenhout. Bezuidenhout will get the first place winner's prize check because Nick Dunlap, being an amateur, cannot accept the prize money. But there are other implications with what happens with Nick Dunlap in the future. Dunlap is eligible to take a PGA Tour membership at any time during the 2024 PGA Tour season. He will get the typical exemption of a PGA Tour winner. He gets membership on the tour through the 2026 PGA Tour season, exemptions into all 2024 signature events, provided he turns pro before those events. Those include the Masters and PGA Championship. Now, Nick Dunlap currently has exemptions into the Masters, the U.S. Open, and the Open Championship as the winner of the 2023 U.S. Amateur. His exemptions into the Masters and the Open are contingent on him remaining an amateur. But if he turns pro, his win at the American Express makes him exempt into the Masters and PGA Championship as a PGA Tour winner. The U.S. Open allows the U.S. amateur champion to play in its tournament as a professional. As a PGA Tour winner, he is exempt into this year's Players' Championship, regardless if he turns professional. If he does not accept membership during the 2024 PGA Tour season, he has 30 days following the completion of the 24 PGA Tour season to turn pro and take up membership for the 25 PGA Tour season. If he doesn't do it during the 25 season, the same applies for the 26 season. He has 30 days after the conclusion of the 25 season to take up membership for the 26 season. What was the dream Nick Dunlap had, and did he think that this was all possible? Here is Nick Dunlap after winning the American Express.
Literally a chance to win a PGA Tour event. That's, you know, as a kid, you kind of whack it around all over the putting green and every putt's for a chance to win, whether that's a PGA Tour event, the Masters, the U.S. Open. And to have that putt, you know, I took a little bit longer than I normally might, and just taking the moment and you know, nothing's for granted. I may not ever have that chance again, and I just want to embrace it you know, like I said, it may not ever happen again.
Dunlap was asked if there were any doubts that crept into his head during the round.
Of course, everybody's got doubts. You know, I probably had 1,000 different scenarios in my head of how today was going to go, and it went nothing like I expected. And I think that was the cool part about it. That's golf. And, you know, I hit a lot of shots that I didn't think I was going to hit. And then, you know, I hit some shots that went way better than I expected. And you know, the same thing with putting. And like I said, I just think that's the cool part of golf.
Nick Dunlap, just 20 years old, the reigning U.S. amateur champion, got a sponsor's exemption into the American Express and wins. A sophomore at the University of Alabama can now call himself a PGA Tour winner. Coming up on this edition of From the Short Grass, I sit down with Freddie Black and Kaylee Beecham of the Simmons Bank Championship to kind of give you an insight into what is to come for Central Arkansas and Pleasant Valley Country Club with the PGA Tour Champions event coming in October. You will want to hear all the details about it. That's coming up after the break. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, Matthew Allen, Blair Allen, they know how to manage hotel properties. When you need an overnight place to stay, go to their website, bphotels.com, find one of their properties that they manage, and book it. That's all you need to do. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels, Matthew and Blair Allen, they know how to manage hotel properties. We're back after this. Stay with us.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shoregrass. I'm your host, Trey Schaap. I recently had the chance to sit down with Freddie Black and Kaylee Beecham of the Simmons Bank Championship, which is coming to Pleasant Valley Country Club in late October. It is a PGA Tour Champions event and part of the playoffs. It is the second leg of the PGA Tour Champions playoffs, so you know that the best of the best will be coming to Little Rock and Pleasant Valley Country Club. On the tee, Freddie Black and Kaylee Beecham.
Freddie Black and Kaylee Beecham of the Simmons Bank Championship, thanks for joining me on From the Short Grass. Kaylee, I want to start with you. How did you get involved with golf? When did you first pick up a golf club? You tell me you play golf, but not very good.
Yes. I got involved in golf. I grew up in a golf family. I never really played a ton of golf. I didn't pick up a golf club until I was 18. Got my first set, but I took an internship in 2014 to complete my sport management degree. I worked for what is now the Mitsubishi Electric Classic down in Atlanta, and fell in love with the process. I actually was a broadcast student, so I was doing all this for a long time, and it was my secondary degree. Fell in love with the process of how you build a golf tournament, how it comes together, and all of the chaos that comes with it. Kind of did a full 180 on my life. I ended up going to grad school and have been chasing this career ever since. So it's been a journey.
And now you're in charge of bringing the Simmons Bank Championship to Little Rock. It's the first ever PGA Tour Champions event to be held in the state of Arkansas as well. It's coming to Pleasant Valley Country Club October 21st through the 27th of this year. And there's a five-year agreement here. So this is here for a while.
Yes, which is exciting. So I think it's going to be great for the city of Little Rock, great for the state of Arkansas. There's a lot of excitement already brewing, so I think it's going to be a great 5 years that will live longer than that for sure.
We're going to talk more about the championship in a minute, but I want to bring in Freddie Black now. And Freddie, I mean, you're a guy that has played the game of golf for a long time, longtime Simmons Bank employee as well. And why is Simmons Bank getting involved so much as they have with the game of golf here recently?
Thank you, Trey. It's thank you for having us here. Well, you know, it started with our involvement. Our PGA, first PGA involvement was with the Korn Ferry Tour, with the Simmons Bank Open in Franklin, Tennessee, and that's gone over real well. That's been a great event for Nashville and the Nashville area. It started with our former CEO, George Mackers. Of course, George is an avid golfer. You know George. And he saw it as a great opportunity to get our brand out there. And we saw that almost immediately with Will Zalatoris' success on the Korn Ferry Tour and then almost immediately on the PGA Tour. So the Simmons Bank name was broadcast worldwide early in our foray into the golf world.
Yeah, I was going to say, the fact that Will Zalatoris, that you guys were able to latch on to him and then what he did, you couldn't miss it if you were watching major championship golf.
It was, we all got calls from everybody we knew going, well, who is this guy? Well, how'd y'all do this? So it's been real successful for us. Branding's important in our business, and you know, being involved with golf has just furthered our brand in a lot of markets as we've expanded in the last few years.
Well, and it's just not golf at the professional level, but golf at the state level as well. You guys are really involved with the Arkansas State Golf Association.
Yes, we've been a sponsor for the State Golf Association for, I guess, 3 years now, and we're real involved in all the events. We have volunteers out there at most events, so it's been a fun thing to do for a lot of our associates and certainly been good for the bank in Arkansas.
I know Glenn Day and Ken Duke, who are PGA Tour Champions members, have wanted to have a tournament in the state of Arkansas for a while. How did it come about? When did you know that this might really come to fruition?
The initial conversation, we were participated in the Ascension Tournament in St. Louis. George and I were there for a pro-am event. And then at lunch, I think Glenn cornered George and say, hey, why don't we do one of these in Little Rock? So I think that was the first conversation. And that was probably 2021, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So it was one of the first live events after COVID, I think. So, but George kept the conversation going. And so here we are today.
And you didn't just get a golf tournament. You got a playoff event. That's hard to get.
It's huge. All the top players will be here. A lot of names everybody knows. You know, you go to a lot of PGA events, the Korn Ferry and PGA, you don't know any of the names, but mm-hmm. there's going to be household names in Little Rock playing golf. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, Freddie and Kaylee, I was thinking with the announcement just recently of Bernhard Langer, who is not going to compete at the Masters after this year. This will be his final Masters tournament. How many times has he won the Charles Schwab Cup on the PGA Tour Champions Tour?
A lot.
Yes. Yes. A lot.
About every other year, it seems like. Yeah.
It does seem like he's always winning, but it's names like that. It's a Darren Clark. It's a who's who of the guys that you might have grown up watching play the game that are going to be here, correct?
Yes. And, you know, I'll point out Tiger Woods is close, so he'll be eligible before this 5 years is up. So we hope to have Tiger Woods here playing in 3 years.
I've said that to a lot of my friends, the fact that you guys realize that Tiger Woods is 48 years old. You got to be 50 to play on this tour.
That's right.
And I think he's going to want to keep playing competitive golf. And so when that happens, how big is that going
to
be?
It's going to be huge. I like to point out to people that Tiger and I have the same birthday. Our golf games are not anywhere close.
December the 30th.
December the 30th.
See, I knew that. I didn't even have to know your birth date, but I knew Tiger Woods' birth date.
Now everybody knows mine, so okay. It's easy to keep up with.
Well, I'll
so.
Send you a happy birthday card
okay,
next
good.
Year. Then.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Tiger coming, though, can only elevate this, right?
Oh, absolutely, and you know, with that looming on the horizon, we've had a lot of successful conversations about people wanting to get involved in the tournament. And I think that just makes it all the more exciting as we've solicited sponsors for a 5-year commitment as we have. And, you know, I think it's going to be great.
Kaylee, there is a website that is coming that people can go to. I believe it's out now. What is that website that people can go to for more information?
We keep it very simple, SimmonsBankChampionship.com.
Yeah, that's pretty simple, I would say. That takes you right there to it. Obviously, Pleasant Valley Country Club, being locked into a residential community, does that create maybe some concerns of how are we going to get everything around this course?
It's pretty normal in our world. You know, it creates some challenges to some degree, but I think we will work hand in hand with the Pleasant Valley Homeowners Association out there, as well as the club and the local community and, you know, all the Little Rock groups that are involved in that process, and make sure that it's a pretty seamless experience for everybody that lives in and around that area.
Pleasant Valley Country Club, it's one of the best country clubs in the state of Arkansas. I don't think you guys could have picked a better place to hold this championship. For those that want to get involved, I mean, I know you need volunteers to run a huge event like this. What all types of volunteer opportunities are there out there?
We have everything you can imagine and probably things you never thought of. So we'll be launching volunteers towards the end of February to the public, and we'll need about 700 to 750 volunteers to make this whole thing go round. So we've got everything from being a marshal on the golf course to player registration to player transportation, everything down to helping us out in the tournament office as well. So we've got everything from on the course, in the clubhouse, hospitality volunteers, helping with our pro-am executions from top to bottom, from before the tournament all the way until after the tournament to help us make this thing happen.
Hey, Kaylee, one thing about the PGA Tour champions at some of the tournaments that I've been at is the access that the players give the fans. It's not like a PGA Tour event. It's not like a major where you don't go up and talk to these players. They want you to come interact with them, don't they?
Yes, and you know the tagline is where legends play, and it's they harp on the play. They're there for a good time. They're there to have fun. They're there to engage with fans. They're very accessible, and that's part of what makes working with a PGA Tour Champions event fun. I've worked in a variety of different, you know, worlds in this industry, and PGA Tour Champions is where I got my start, and I've always loved the energy that comes with it because the guys are just having fun, and that makes it so much more enjoyable for fans and for our team when executing the event.
Freddie, also the fact that Pleasant Valley Country Club is undergoing a renovation of their clubhouse. It's going to be finished just in time for this event. And it's my understanding, looking at some of the artist renderings and everything, is that clubhouse is going to create a great view of 16, 17, and 18. And I can't think of a better finish in the game of golf where you're going to be able to watch players compete on the three final holes of a championship.
Yes, it sets up beautifully, and that's going to be one of premier tickets for the tournament is access to the clubhouse. So it should be finished by September, hopefully 30 days ahead of the schedule, and we're excited about that. But it just sets up so nicely for 18 finishing right there below the clubhouse.
I know a member, Joey Nichols. I'm mm-hmm. sure you've heard mm-hmm. that name when I was talking to him about the championship coming, and he was like, hey, I think I want to be on the range. I want to be able to be down there, watch him hit balls, maybe get a few pointers. He wants to volunteer to be like the guy that, okay, you need
carries the balls.
Carries the balls out there, slides the name in of who's on the range hitting balls right there at a certain position. He wants to be able to kind of interact, and that's something that if you're a volunteer, you're going to be able to do.
Yeah.
That is, in fact, a volunteer committee.
There you go. Maybe he might be the head of that committee. Who knows?
I don't know.
He's a member at PV.
We'll pass that name along.
Pass that name along. Yeah, no doubt about that. This championship, it's also going to be broadcast on television. I mean, the Golf Channel is going to be broadcasting from Pleasant Valley Country Club for this championship, correct?
Yes. We'll have coverage all 3 days on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Still working on finalizing those TV windows and when that will be, but you will be able to watch the finish every day.
And I know that there are pro-am opportunities as well, because a lot of people that have not been to a PGA Tour event, they need to understand that, hey, there's a chance for you to really get involved, and you might actually get to play as well.
Yeah, we have – it's really a full week. It's not just the weekend. You know, we start on Monday. We'll have a Women's Leadership Summit on Monday. We'll include, you know, some keynote speakers and some, you know, networking opportunities in the market, an opportunity potentially to play with the pros. Then Tuesday we'll have our Pro-Am pairings party, because we do have two Pro-Ams for our event actually on Wednesday and Thursday, since we don't start play till Friday. So that Tuesday night – everybody who's playing in the Pro-Am on Wednesday and Thursday, as well as the players and a lot of our key partners, will be there on Tuesday night. It's the biggest night of the week for us. And then Wednesday, Thursday, those two Pro-Ams that I talked about. And then Friday, we kick off play. So it's a full week from Monday to Sunday.
Freddie, I can see your head spinning now. I know you and Tiger share a birthday, but I can see your head spinning to a couple of years down the road for a Pro-Am pairing of you and Tiger Woods.
I'd probably have to be on Georgia's team for that to happen.
But. Well, yes, I would say so. But
I have thought about that.
But I think you know each other very well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We have something in common.
Yeah, well, that too. Yeah.
But the Pro-Am is going to be fun, and you know, 47 teams, Kelly, each day. So there's plenty of opportunity. It is something we expect to sell out. So Pro-Ams are a lot of fun. You've played in them, And as you say, the opportunity to walk down the fairway with some of these legends is going to be, it's going to be fun.
Freddie, so, why Pleasant Valley Country Club?
We just felt like it was a challenging golf course, a beautiful golf course. The renovation of the clubhouse added, I think, to that decision. But we've got some great golf courses in Little Rock, but this course just kind of stood out from the rest that would accommodate a tournament like this. And plus, the willingness of the membership to embrace it and get excited about it. And you don't find that everywhere. But I think Pleasant Valley has a younger membership, a lot of young golfers. And, you know, it's an opportunity for them to be a part of a big event. So they're equally as excited as we are.
I mean, we talk Tiger Woods, yes, and that's coming down the line. But just this year, I think of a Colin Montgomery. I think of a Ken Duke. I think of a Glenn Day. I think of a Bernhard Langer. I think of a Miguel Angel Jimenez.
Yeah.
That could be coming to Little Rock to compete.
Yes. I want to smoke a cigar with him.
Second time, I can confirm. That event I worked, it was his first Champions Tour event ever at the
yes.
time. And he won it. And yep. he came off the green after he won, grabs me and just kisses me on the face. And I'm like, okay.
What was and that like?
It was a unique experience. Again, we talk about the guys, they like to have fun, they're a good time, they let loose a little bit differently. But you know, that's just kind of the energy, especially he brings. You know, immediately grabs his cigar and his bottle of wine, his Spanish red wine that he required. And just had a good time for the rest of the night.
Freddie, I want to see you do his pre-shot warm-up routine that he does with the swirling of the knees and the bending at the waist.
My knees won't bend that well, I promise you.
If anybody hadn't seen that, go find it on YouTube. Miguel Angel Jimenez warm-up routine.
Want my knee to hold up between now and the tournament where I will get a chance to play. So.
Your knees and your shoulders and everything else.
My knee
right?
is a problem. Lowry Barnes will have a chance at my knee soon.
Yeah, but not until after you're able
to
compete.
I'm putting it off. I told my wife wants me to do it this summer, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't have time for all that.
No, you need to be good to go. What's it been like for you, though, to see this come to fruition and know that, okay, it is 2024. This is the year that it's going to be here.
Well, you know, I had really planned to try to retire at the end of 23, and then this tournament, you know, started becoming reality, and George said, look, you need to stick around. I need your help with the tournament. We got a lot of sales opportunities for the bank around it, and so I need you to hang around a little while longer. So
you said yes, sir?
I said yes, sir. I always say yes, sir, to George if he asked me to do something. But it became a little more than I'd planned for it to be in the role of tournament chairman. So Kaylee and her team are having to put up with me as they drag me along through the process, and I'm trying not to get in the way, but be helpful. And you know, I see my role as making sure we engage the community the right way. Mm-hmm. We involve all the right people, and we make it the best tournament on the Champions Tour. And I think with Pro Links being the operator of the tournament, I think we'll certainly have a shot to do that. But I want to make sure that we put our bank's imprint on the tournament, and that's through customer involvement, community involvement, and it's got to look good.
I think it will look good, especially at PV. It's going to look good. Kaylee, what's it been like trying to drag him around, as he says?
Oh no, he's easy to drag around. He's a good character to have with us. So we have no issue with Freddie joining our team and hanging out in our office on a daily basis. He's a great addition to the team, and has been helping guide us in the right direction.
They might keep you young.
Yeah. I hope somebody does.
We can't help you with your knee, but we'll keep you young otherwise.
All right, couple last questions for both of you here. Favorite golf course you've ever played?
I'm probably not very valuable there.
No, come on. You've played some good places, right? Surely.
In fits and starts. Nothing.
But that's fine.
I'm more of a, like, around the 12th hole, I get a little tired.
Oh, really?
Nine's the right for me.
How about this for you, since you've been involved in the execution of tournaments and everything, best golf course you've ever gone to that you would like to maybe go back and play?
I've been to some pretty solid places, so it's probably between Torrey, Wingfoot, and Pebble.
Wow.
So I've been involved in some great events along the way, so those would probably be my top three.
I would say so. All right, Freddie.
Well, you know, I'm partial to Arkansas, so a lotion would be the top of my list for sure.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, fantasy foursome, living or deceased, three other players that you would like to play a round of golf with. Freddie, you first.
Well, I think Jack Nicklaus would be there, certainly Tiger, and Arnold Palmer.
Wow, yeah. Those are some big names there. That would be good. Kaylee, what about you?
Oof. All right, I'll go on the young side here.
Okay.
Tiger, obviously. Especially, he's a lot more fun these days. Tiger, for sure. And for the dynamics, Tiger and JT, Justin Thomas would be a great addition to that.
Oh, yeah, because they'd be talking trash back and forth.
Get some good vibes the whole
time.
Honestly, maybe we'll just throw Charlie in there. You know?
Wow, yeah.
That would be a great, that'd be a good time.
That would really be a good time.
I would just be a spectator, but it would be worth being on inside the ropes for that one.
I wonder how many times Charlie would actually outdrive his dad.
A lot.
That could be good.
We'll call that.
Yeah, that's very good.
That's coming.
Kaylee, Freddie, thanks so much for coming in and sitting down with me, and I look forward to a great Simmons Bank Championship in October.
We need your help.
I'm willing to help.
Okay.
I'll do anything.
Okay. We're going to keep the talk going. It's the excitement's already building. And before we know it, it'll be spring and we're on.
Exactly. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thank you, Trey.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
Welcome back. As I wrap up this edition of From the Shortgrass, I want to thank again Freddie Black and Kaylee Beecham for coming into the studio and spending some time with me and talking about the Simmons Bank Championship that is coming to Pleasant Valley Country Club. Don't forget, by the end of February, we will have information for you on how you can volunteer and be a part of something that is going to be great for the state of Arkansas and great for Central Arkansas, and you can be a part of it as a volunteer at the Simmons Bank Championship. More information will come your way. We're also going to have more guests on from Simmons Bank and the Simmons Bank Championship as well. In fact, Ken Kennerly will be a guest on From the Shortgrass in the near future. You will want to hear his interview, I guarantee you, of that. Nick Dunlap, what a win for him on the PGA Tour as an amateur, the first since 1991 to do it. I hope you enjoyed hearing some of the clips from him after his win. That'll do it for this edition of From the Shortgrass. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, always fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the Shortgrass.
You've been listening to From the Shortgrass, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network.